Hello, this is Mark Peterson with Taking Heaven by Storm, and this is another edition of the Leadership Podcast. One very common misconception about leaders is that they have all the answers. Some leaders even struggle with effective leadership because they themselves believe they should have all the answers. As a consequence, they either answer the question incorrectly and therefore lead in the wrong way, or they don't answer at all. They fail to lead altogether. Obviously, neither approach is good, but who can blame a leader for making this mistake when most followers live with the expectation that their leaders should have all the answers and will treat the lack of an answer as a weakness in leadership? So, what is a leader to do who is courageous enough to admit not knowing everything, but is smart enough to understand that not everybody can handle that truth well? For this answer, we might benefit from a word from George Washington that he wrote to Joseph Reed in 1776. Feeling the weight of his responsibilities, both the magnitude of their significance and the sheer volume of them, Washington wrote to Reed saying, "My business increases very fast, from great dangers. It is absolutely necessary to have persons that can think for me as well as execute orders." Washington recognized that no one person can know all things and address all questions effectively. He recognized that effective leaders are effective precisely because they surround themselves by smart and trustworthy people. They develop relationships with others who can help answer the questions, but who don't demand to stand in the place of the leader, who are, in other words, content to let the leader lead. This is an important point, by the way. If you are one of those people speaking for a leader, speak for them, not for yourself. People really do need to sense that the leader is leading, even if he sometimes leads through surrogates. As a surrogate, you should do everything in your power to communicate your role as a surrogate and not the leader. Otherwise, you may do more harm than good to the ultimate cause. So, effective leaders are humble enough to admit that they need help. They're wise enough to surround themselves with effective leaders themselves. They're savvy enough to keep that inner circle focused on the mission and committed to the greater vision. To be an effective leader, you must cast the vision. You must establish and own the mission. You must convince your core following that the vision is sound and the mission is worthy. But you need not have all the answers to all the questions. Be free of that burden. There are plenty of burdens left that you rightly carry as the leader.